There's no way a shepherd boy could knock a giant down or the mighty walls of Jericho tumble to the ground. And it's impossible to think, harder to explain, three boys are standing in the middle of the flame. One thing I know is true, when nothing but a miracle will do. Ain't it just like the Lord to do what can't be done? Just like the Lord to make a way when there was none? Who but God could do the very things we're praying for? Ain't it just like the Lord? Some say a mountain can't be moved into the sea, but all things are possible for those who will believe. So you, in your time of trouble, don't listen to the doubt. Stand upon the promise and praise him anyhow. Because when you know he's on your side, you can't help but testify. Ain't it just like the Lord to do what can't be done? Just like the Lord to make a way where there was none? Who but God could do the very things we're praying for? Ain't it just like the Lord? Ain't it just like the Lord? And our text today is Psalm 66, verse 5. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the children of men. And I remember when I was first doing this that I couldn't use the word ain't when I was in grade school, okay? However, I looked it up, and currently it's in the Webster Dictionary now. And it's defined as a colloquialism for isn't, so I looked up colloquialism. And it says it's defined as an ordinary or familiar part of speech rather than formal. So I guess then that ain't is okay. Ain't that interesting? Okay. All right. But today's message is based on the very lyrics that I read to you of the song that I've heard many times by him. And I was going to sing it, but I thought it was best that I spare you that experience. So anyways, okay. All right. We're going to begin with the story of David and Goliath. All right. 1 Samuel 17, verses 48 and 49. And it came to pass, when the Philistine arose and drew nigh to meet David, that David hurried to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took out a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead. The stone sunk into his forehead, and he fell upon the face to the earth. Now, I don't know, I looked this up, but Goliath was over 9 feet tall, and David was trying to put on Saul's armor. He couldn't even do it. He was a very, very small fella, okay? He was a warrior. Goliath was a warrior. David was a shepherd boy. But do you know that David also killed a lion and a bear? Okay, if you want to read about that, okay? But are there giants in our lives? Okay, just let you think about that for a minute, okay? There are giants in our life, okay? And oftentimes, they'll seem to be there, okay? And we need to call on God when we need help. Just like David was. David was calling on the Lord to take Goliath down. And he went down, and he finished him off, okay? We need to trust in God when things come against us that are just overwhelming. Just, oh my gosh, what are we going to do, okay? And Jill and I have had that experience. We might have shared it with you in the past. But you've got to trust in God. You got to count on him. You got to lean on him. You got to take his word and hold on to his promises, okay? Because with God's help, giants continue to fall. Do you know that, okay? So then I was looking it up because I heard about David Jeremiah. He's a, you know, high-quality preacher with a big church. And I said, I know he wrote a book about giants. And so I looked it up, and it was called Slaying the Giants in Your Life by David Jeremiah. You could look it up if you want. And in that book was a list of many, many serious problems, and each of those problems was a giant. So I'm not saying it's a real giant, but I'm saying it's a big deal. It's coming after you. It's causing you duress. It's causing you grief. You're losing your ability to think straight. Some people are actually losing their faith. Don't. Stand on God's word and go after whatever it is that seems to be getting in your way. Because there's giants out there. I mean, I'm not going to tell you all mine, but there were a bundle out there, and we had to go through those times, okay? And David went through it, and many of us have gone through it. And if some of you are going through one now, cling to God. Call on him, trust in him, look at his word, and get ready, because the giants do fall. They do come down, okay? Then the next story was Joshua and the walls of Jericho. All right? Hebrews 11, verse 30. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days. Now, they didn't attack the walls. What did they do? They marched around for 7 days. Who told them to? The Lord. The Lord told them. And you know what they did? They crumbled. They came falling down, okay? And we are going to have things that get in our way. And we're going to have to take them down, okay? Do you have obstacles right now that are in your way? Call on the Lord. Talk to him. Let him talk to you. Difficult challenges can make people do things the wrong way instead of the right way. We need to lean on God. We need to understand that he is for us. He is not against us. Now, he won't do it at the same time that I want him to. Does that make sense to you guys? I always say, okay, we're going to do this. We're going to do it right now. And then he'll say, nope. You got to think about this. You got to figure this out. And then you wait and you wait. And all of a sudden, what happens at the last minute to so many times? It's he takes care of things. He delivers us from our problems, okay? He is our deliverer. He is the one that will help take down walls that are in our way, problems that are coming at us, okay? He is the one that can do things that nobody else can. I mean, I can talk to other people who are probably smarter than me or know more than I do, but I'd rather go to God because he is way above all of us. His thoughts are what? Higher than our thoughts. His ways are better than our ways. So we need to understand that was by faith that Jericho fell. We need to exercise our faith. We need to be sure that we are full of faith, that we are going to walk in faith, that we're going to do what it is that the Lord wants us to do. Sometimes our obstacles have to be removed, and we're not going to do it by ourselves, but we can call on God, and God can help us. He can guide and direct us. We continue to seek him for all sorts of reasons. We should be seeking him all the time, praying for him, reaching out to him, asking him questions. I know that one of the things that I do late at night now is I talk to the Lord, I pray with him, and then I say, remind me of this and this and this, so when I get up in the morning, I'll know. And guess what he does? He does it. He goes, oh, Nick's not that bright, but in the morning, he will know this. So why? Because I'm talking to him, and he is listening, and he is saying, okay, he doesn't have it figured out. I better give him a little push, just a little bit of an edge. And it works. It works so well for us, okay? There are a lot of problems in our lives. Everybody agree with that? There's problems, okay? Right now, we got so many people locked in, and they can't work, and this one can't. And, you know, there's just problems. But the thing is that problems get into our lives, but we need to remove the problems the best that we can. Try to overcome our problems, okay? And about a mountain, okay? The mountain that needs to be moved, which was in the lyrics, okay? Matthew 17:20. He replied, because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible. And I found out how small a mustard seed was one time. Somebody showed me. Have you ever seen it? It's tiny. It's a tiny. Now, if he's saying that my faith is the size of a mustard seed, why am I not using it? Because I can do great things through who? Through him. Through him. And mountains can be moved. They can be leveled, all right? But we don't do the impossible. We do the possible. And that's what we have to do. We do everything we can, possibly, and then we bring in God to do the impossible. And then he can make it go well. And then we always give praise and honor and glory to him. We don't need to go strutting around saying, oh, you should have seen. Nope. God helped me. God saved me. Last night, we were very, very fortunate. We were 5 minutes from home just before George Webb there, and this huge deer got in front of us, and boy, it really hit us hard. And Jill pulled over, hyperventilating, you know, and I just said, just sit. I'll go around and I'll open the door. Nope, not opening that door. So I got back in and I said, just sit tight. We'll just get up to Tony's place and see what we can do. But that was another chance where God was on us. Nobody got hurt. The deer got hurt bad, but no. You should have seen that deer bounce around. But it was just one of those things that you don't know when things are going to happen. So you need to have faith. You need to be prayed up. And we did. We prayed for protection as we left Wichita, you know. And then 5 minutes away from home. Yeah. But anyway, it happens, and we want to stay under his authority and under his blessing, okay? There is absolutely nothing too difficult for God to do. And there is absolutely nothing bigger than God. Like, you know, people say, oh, Goliath was 9 foot whatever. God could have done this to Goliath, you know. God is God, okay? And so when I was looking at this scripture in the Bible there, I was thinking, I remember from the evangel, I don't know if they publish it anymore, but there was a story in there about a church that had a mountain behind it, a huge hill behind it. And they were trying to get the hill removed so that they could expand their church. I don't know if it was for building or parking lot. And it was going to cost a lot of money. So they said, okay, we're just going to pray about it. Okay. And so they're praying about it. They're trusting in faith. And a contractor comes over, goes into the church and says, we'll buy the hill, we'll take the hill out, and we'll level the ground. And the guy goes, can you imagine what he thought? And they did it, by the way. If you can ever find that article on that, they removed the hill, they paid them, and then they leveled it. So imagine that. Who moved the mountain? Okay. They were praying to get the mountain out. They bring in the heavy equipment. Okay, I understand that. But who is in charge? Who moves people around? Who helps people do the things that are important to get done? So this is what I thought was just a great story to tell, is that sometimes people have mountains to move, whatever it would happen to be. We need to pray, have faith, and see what happens. Does anyone remember in Kearney Ave? We're not in Kearney Ave anymore. This is a pretty big place. This was going to be a miracle. And it happened. Things happen. They do. Okay. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He didn't say those names in his song. He just said the three boys. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were tossed into the fiery furnace, okay? Daniel 3, 22 to 25. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there three men that we tied up and threw into the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, O king." He said, "Look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound, unharmed, and the fourth looks like a son of the gods." Who do you think that was? That was God. God showed up. Do you know why they were thrown in the furnace? Because they wouldn't worship the idol. Okay. They said, "No, we're going to take a stand. We're not going to do that." Okay. And so he said, "Okay, well, then I guess we're just going to have to throw you into the furnace," okay? When they came out of the furnace, and they came out, three, okay, they didn't even smell of smoke. Think of that. They didn't even smell of smoke. And they were promoted by the king, and no one in the entire country was ever able to speak evil of them again because God had been with them. Now, I can only imagine stepping on a hot coal, okay? I did that once, not a good idea. And they were just walking around inside that blazing furnace because God was with them and they were being protected, okay? And they also took the stand of not to bow their knee to an idol. Now, there are times, even right now, okay, and I know some of you, and you'll come up to somebody and you'll make a statement, Christian statement, and somebody will just blow you down, okay? Still take your stand. Just take your stand. I love that verse, haven't done all to stand. What do? I stand. I mean, people say something, I'll go, it doesn't. Way, way, way back, if I would say something and somebody would come against me, well, then I would just get all milquetoast. Now I don't. I just stand. But what do you want? What do you think? That's what I believe. That's what I think is going to happen. And then let it stand. Be there for them, okay? God stood with them. He saved them from disaster. And then they were lifted up, okay? And there's a lot of times where we need to be lifted up, where God needs to lift us up and help us to make a stand. I think I told you once where I was handing out pamphlets, yeah, and went to the mall. I didn't want to do this. And I went to the mall, and the Lord said, I want you to, the first person you see on the bench, you hand them that pamphlet. Okay, so I'm walking down the hall, and I'm about this far away from the man, and his wife comes out, and then they leave, and I went, thank you, Jesus. That was it. That was great, you know. But then on the other side is another guy, and he goes, next. And so, but, you know, when God tells us to do things, it's very important that we do them. It really is. And follow his instructions and do what he says to do. Like, you might present something to somebody, and you just think that they heard it, but they didn't really. Okay, that's right. You planted what? A seed. Hold on, wait, you don't know what's going to happen. But you planted a seed. And you can tell that person what the truth is about God. And then we can move forward, okay? Having done all to stand, we make our stand, okay? And God's word tells us that he is by our side. Just like he was by the side in the furnace. Just like he's been by our side many times. In fact, I'm thinking right now about Brad Martin Jr. and Pastor Curl. I've been praying for them. I'd like you to also for their recoveries, okay? But if God is near them, they will recover, okay? It's his domain. It's his ability to do things far beyond what we can do. Romans 8:31 reads, what then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Now, there's a lot of people that can come against you, but if you're standing firm in God being with you, you're fine. You just keep doing what he tells you to do. We're supposed to be doing his work, right? We're supposed to be reaching out to others. We're supposed to be helping others. We're supposed to be an example to other people. So we don't want to just not do what he says. We want to honor what he says, okay? And this is what we are to do. He will fight for us. He will defend us. He will help us. And we're not alone. Now, you can feel alone. There's been times where I felt alone. But we're not alone, okay? We're not alone. Because I tell you, I say there's two times. Jill says there's three times that were really rough for us. And that's okay. She's got a better memory than me. But every single time that it was difficult, that's a good word, difficult, I would hold on to Jill's hand and I would do this. And do you know who was holding my hand? God himself. And boy, he took me through some times, but we always come out on the other side Sometimes it's a difficult struggle. I've heard some of your stories. I can't share that this morning. But you will come out holding on to him, listening to him, praying with him, finding out what is it that you want to do. I know people in this congregation who have changed positions, changed businesses, changed, okay? And look at how well that went for them. You know, what did I do? I retired on a Friday night and started again on Monday morning, you know. Just somebody said, hey, why don't you come over here? Oh, okay, I'll go. You know, it was the best thing. Oh, my gosh, this was wonderful. That was great. But I hadn't thought of it. It came in, and then I was spoken to. If God is for us, who can be against us? He is always with us. He does not forsake us. We can do this. Try to leave him. But he's not going to leave you. I will never leave thee or what? Forsake thee. I'm going to keep an eye on you. You are in the palm of my hand. He is for us, and we need to understand that. When things are going really well, you still praise him. You don't say, this is pretty good. No. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was unbelievable. That went so well. But he is always, always near us, by our side. And he's able. He's able to do so many good things. And he still performs miracles. And by the way, I made a little note here. I'm going to read this out of the scripture first, though. Luke 18:27. Jesus replied, "What is impossible with men is possible with God." What's impossible with men is possible with God. That's a miracle, is it not? All right, that's a miracle. So now I'm not in the healing ministry except when I went in for prayer, but they have seen and a lot of things, a lot of miracles, okay? So, and Renee's with Pastor Mike now, but I remember the day that Renee and I were here, and Pastor Mike and Pastor Tim weren't, so I don't know what day of the week it was. And a gentleman came in who I never saw before, and she never saw before. All right, and he came in, and we were chatting and trying to figure it out. And then, before we knew it, we had him on the floor casting out demons. Now I'm not. Don't think. Oh, good job, Nick. No. This was really something. And then about almost an hour later, then Jill came in, and then she also became a part of it. But it was a miracle from God. I mean, how can you be standing there talking to somebody going, and all of a sudden, boom. And then it was really something. We had to use waste baskets and things like that. And I hadn't seen something like that in several years. But I knew that we were going to be praying to help that person out, okay? And I know that your healing ministry is good at that. And many of you pray for people. Pray for their health. Pray for their minds. Pray for everything about them, okay? But we want to pray and wait on the Lord, okay? And if you can think of a miracle, why don't you just sit for a minute and think about it? Was there a miracle in your life? Oh, man, that's one to give right back to God, isn't it? I thought Friday night was pretty close to one. You know, there are miracles, and there are still miracles today, and lots of people say, oh, no, there's no miracles anymore. No, there's miracles. There are still miracles today. Prodigal sons come home. Miracle, it happened. I was one, Eric was one. I mean, but who do you think was praying? Moms and grandmas and, you know, people are praying in faith. Bring them home, bring them home. We want them to be home. We do the possible. God does the impossible. We should pray and wait on the Lord. And if you can share things with other people, by all means, do. share with people. It can be complete strangers. Help them out. Share with them. Pray for them. Oh, yes, indeed. Okay. Now, we can do what others say can't be done. God can. God can do what other people say cannot be done. Okay? Jeremiah 32, verse 27. Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. He can do anything. Nothing is too hard for God. So when people say, oh, I just quit praying because it was too... No, I don't do that. Just keep praying, keep seeking him. What if he is testing you? Right? What? Do we not have trials and tribulations? What's it say in the book? In other words, go, keep praying. Keep, you know, keep calling. I can remember my mom would pray for me, and then my grandmother, my Bubba, would pray for me, and eventually I started coming back. And then when I got back, I stayed back. Thank God for that, by the way. He's putting definite restrictions on me, and it'd be no more alcohol, no more tobacco, I forget what else, but you know, get rid of it. And I said, get rid of it. He goes, get rid of it. Okay. Wasn't that easy? Get rid of it. Be done. We don't need that. That is not a good substance in your body, buddy. Get that cleaned out, okay? He can do what anyone else cannot do. We can see what God can do. Nothing at all is too big for God to handle. He is able. And this church building would be one example where everybody thought, oh, I can remember when the district council would say, oh, man, I don't know. But then, poof, they arrived and the parking lot was already paved. And they went, how did you pave the parking lot? Well, they got this black stuff and they put it down and then they rolled this stuff over it. No. I mean, where did it come from? It came from the church. God's blessing, okay? We need to understand that he can do anything, anything at all. And lots of people will say, well, I don't think he can do that. No, no. He can do anything. Will he? I can't tell you that. That is up to him, okay? And he can always make a way for us when we need a way. Isaiah 43, 19, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. You do not perceive it. I am making a way in the desert and in the streams of wasteland. He can make a way. When we're wondering, well, where are we going to go? Where are we going? Jill, where are we going to move? Where are we going to go? Where are we going? You know, we're going to make a way. Call on God. Say, Lord, what are we going to do? You know, and he will what? Make a way. And you will work through that, okay? You can cast all your cares upon him. Why? Because he cares for you. He's going to make a way. Do you need a way? If you need a way, you need a way. You need a new job, you need a new job. If you need this, you need that. Okay, make a way, okay? Seek after him. We need directions from God many times. His guidance and his direction are one of the most important things that helps us, okay? Ask him for guidance and ask him for direction and then move with him. Go in the direction that he would have you to go. Spend time with him. I can remember, this isn't in my notes, but we were on Main Street and I told Jill, I want some hunting land. And she says, we don't have any money. And I said, oh. So I went out and I went everywhere with everybody and that. And then I came back and I told her, I said, well, here's the price. And she goes, you did not get that for that price. I said, yeah, there it is, right there. And that's where we live now. But, you know, now that, I call it a miracle. I honest to goodness thought, what in the world? Because I looked at the price tag and I went, oh, forget that. And then it went down and down and down and down. And I'm not bargaining. I'm just talking to the people. But things will happen if we continue to talk to him and to ask him, okay, we need to do what needs to be done. Did you want to be somewhere else? Well, then, okay, keep working on it. We moved here a long time ago. I can't remember the number of years, Jill, but it was a long time ago. And we had to move into a really, really run-down apartment because there was no housing in the area at all. And then all of a sudden, you just continue to move on. Keep trying to get ahead of things. Walk with the Lord and find out what is going to be our next step. And also, God always keeps his promises. Always keeps his promises. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? He never lies. Do you know who lies? The enemy. The enemy is a what? A liar from the beginning. He's a deceiver. Be careful what goes in here. Hold every thought and imagination captive, God's word says, until you know that's from him. Because the enemy will lie to you, will lie to you, will lie to you. All the way back to the garden, right? He's going to lie, he's going to conceive, he's going to just try to get everything to go the wrong way. But God himself will not lie. And he will always tell the truth, and his promises are amen and amen, which translated when I looked it up is so be it. If you're looking at his word, so be it. So be it. Especially the verily, verilies. Pay a real good attention to verily, verily. Because he is really emphasizing things when he writes verily, verily. Okay? He is trustworthy. Stay away from what the enemy tells us. Count on him. Rely on him. Okay? And we need to continue to believe on him. To believe on the Lord. John 14:6 reads, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And our faith can bring belief and it can bring hope. But if we follow God, he is the way, the truth, and the life. That's the way we go. He's always telling the truth and we'll have everlasting life. It's right there in the word. And we need to concentrate on that. And we need to spend our time understanding his word, living his examples, okay? There is no other real proper way to go. I mean, there's a lot of ideas that people will have. They won't be following God. They'll be following something else. But they're going down the wrong path. There's only two ways. So we can still reach out to them and help them and just see if they'll pay attention to what we have to say. But we need to lean on him, and we need to trust his word, and we need to follow what his word has to say. And then I was hoping that the worship team could come up in a few moments, please. Now, at the end of this presentation that I had, I can testify to almost all the things that were said there from my life, okay? And I would just really, really want to know if any of you can remember that you have witnessed things like this, and you can thank God for that, and you can testify to other people. You can reach out to other people, okay? And to testify means to bear witness and to give evidence, so you can go to people and tell them your real story. And just see how it filters through to them, okay? The Lord has brought me and my family through many difficulties, and I'm sure you have too, okay? And some of you have shared your stories with me, which are very, very exciting for me to hear some of those stories, okay? But whether you think you have giants or obstacles or mountains or trials, remember this. He is by our side, and he still does miracles today, okay? He can do what nobody else can do, and he will make a way. He keeps his promises, and he is always the way, the truth, and the life. Reach out to him in prayer and wait on him.